Praise the Lord. Message number 61. The title of the message, Sheltering Our Children is God's Mandate for Holiness, Part 8. Let's open our Bible to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 21, and let us read from verse 18 to verse 21. If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son who does not obey his father and mother and will not listen to them when they discipline him, his father and mother shall take hold of him and bring him to the elders at the gate of his town. They shall say to the elders, "This son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey us. He is a profligate and drunkard." Then all the men of his town shall stone him to death. You must spare Zabel from among you. All Israel will hear of it and be afraid. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for your word, and thank you for the help of the Holy Spirit that take us deep to understand your will and hear your voice clearly. Lord, we do pray that you give deep understanding and wisdom to everyone who hear your word. Oh God, I pray that the message will be a practical one, and your people, Lord, will recognize your will and discern what you want them to know and to do for their families and their children. Lord, I pray for a sound teaching out of your word and for a clear direction for your church to adopt, so that your name will be lifted and glorified. Oh God, whatever the purpose of sending this message, we pray it shall be accomplished and fulfilled in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This is one of the scripture that speak about how dealing with the children, or speak about family discipline and child discipline. In the scripture that we have read, the sin is here clearly defined: stubbornness, rebelliousness, non-willing to listen to the parents, non-willing to comply with the instruction of the father and the mother. Also, we can read also about the sin, that he is a profligate and a drunkard. Profligate, it means that he seek wonder, money, he is careless, he is irresponsible, he is living a wide living. A drunkard is also a sin. These are the sins that describe that the child is out of the will of God, and he is not responding to the word of truth. He is doing his own will in rebelling against the parents who give him the word of God. What he say here: a stubborn and rebellious son who does not obey his father and mother and will not listen to them when they discipline him. We find here that the mother and the father Both of them are involved in the discipline of the children. Not only the father, not only the mother. In some families, the father only giving discipline, the mother are not willing to discipline the child. Or in other families, we find the mother are taking care of that part of disciplining the kids who are disobedient, but the father is pampering them and compromise with them. That will not help the child to go in the right way. The father and the mother, both of them, should agree together. Should agree. There's power in agreement. There's power in unity. They should be united with God and His Word. And both of them should agree that the children who are not willing to follow, they need to be disciplined and applying correction on them using the rod of correction. So here, the function of the family in disciplining and nurturing the children is the responsibility of the father and the mother. Both of them should do that and should apply discipline and punishment when there is sin. The sin must be defined as here clearly: stubbornness, rebelliousness. The child is adamant, he is not willing to comply. Here he need to be disciplined, spanked by the rod. And if he is not responding, there is also the Bible speak about beating. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 20, verse 30, blows and wounds cleanse away evil, and beating purge the inmost being. When the child is not responding, and he is really adamant and stubborn, and defiant and rebellious, then he need to be spanked and need to be beaten so that he will be corrected. Sometimes with these measures, still the children are not responding to the discipline of the parents. What he say here in verse 19, book of Deuteronomy 21:19, he says, father and mother shall take hold of him and bring him to the elders at the gate of his town. The father and the mother, not only one of them, but both of them, they should take hold of him. In some of the versions say that they drag him, they pull him. And this is some sort also of discipline and punishment. He take hold on him and drag him to comply, and bring him to the elders at the gate of the town. Here the discipline is moving out, as we can see here, from the house to the gate of the town where the elders are sitting to judge. So the discipline here is moving from the context of the family to the context of the church. Each and every family is a local congregation in the church. The father and the mother are the royal priesthood for their house and family and for their children. And each and every family, with the parents who are the royal priesthood, who are the pastor for the family, they are part of the church. When the discipline inside the family is not effective, or the child is not responding, then the next step of dealing with rebelliousness, waywardness, worldliness, drunkenness, is to refer the child to the church. So here we found that the family and the church should be united. The teaching, or everyone should agree about it. In Proverbs chapter 22 verse 15, fury is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from him. Now what we find here, that the whole church should agree about this. From the pastor of the church to each and every family, to each and every elder, should agree about that. That children, they have foolishness. It is bound to them, bound up in their heart. But the treatment is the rod of discipline. So, in that case, it will be effective. In Matthew chapter 18 and verse 18, I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. When the whole church is agree about the principle of discipline, that we are united to raise up our children and nurture them in the fear of the Lord and make them walk in the way they should go, in the way of God, then what we born on earth will be born in heaven. God will honor it, and God will give power, and God will agree what we had been decided to do. But if we are half of us agree and half of us not agree, then those who does not agree, their children will raise up as rebellious children, wayward and worldly children. Lack of discipline will bring lack of correction in their life, lack of fear of God, and carelessness about the ways of the Lord. When the family is not willing to discipline their child, the church cannot do anything more to help. And we admonish those parents, if you will not agree with the teaching and the discipline of the church and apply it in the life of your children, then we can assure you that your children will raise up as a bad testimony. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 21, the passage that we read, how to deal with a rebellious son or rebellious child, the parents, when they were doing their best and they cannot do, then they will move toward the church to help them in this matter. The parent should not be ashamed of their children's sin as long as they are doing their best part for them. If your child is doing wrong and you are disciplining him and he's not responding, you should not be ashamed. You should report it to the church to help you. You need to tell us so we can help you in correcting him. And also, the parents should not cover up the sin of their children. Some of the parents, they will say, oh, my son is perfect. The Bible does not speak about children perfect. The Bible speaks that children are foolish. There is a foolishness in them. Some, they say, oh, my daughter, she's excellent. She's not doing anything wrong. and my children, they are 100% perfect. Now in that case, you are covering up the sin of your children, or you are not aware of it, or you are aware but you don't like to accept that your children are doing wrong. That is the pride. Here should be no place for pride about the sin of the children. If your children are doing wrong, don't cover them up and don't be ashamed. Don't have the pride that your child is doing something wrong. That is not your fault. That is not your sin. But if you cover him and protected him and deny the truth that he is doing wrong and you show non-willingness to discipline him and non-willingness to cooperate with the church to apply the discipline in his life to correct him, then that's your sin. In Matthew chapter 18 verse 15 to verse 17, he say, if your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault just between the two of you. If he listen to you, you have won your brother over. That's in verse 15. Let's go how to apply it in the life of the family. There's a rules in the family. If the father find out the child is doing wrong, he give him a discipline. Call him privately to the room, explain to him his sin, and give him the punishment that he deserves so that he will not do it again. And if the mother caught one of the children doing wrong, she call him privately, explain to him his sin, and apply the discipline on him. In verse 16, but if you will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If the father or the mother, he can't manage, he can call the mother, and if the mother can't manage, she can call the father. Two or three. There are two now. To face the child and apply the discipline on him, even by force, drag him, pull him. He need to be corrected. She need to be corrected. In verse 17, if he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. Now here, if the parents are not able to handle the child, they must refer him to the church. The church should involve in the discipline of the family of the children of the families. When the families are not able to cope with the rebelliousness and stubbornness of their child. And that is the responsibility of the church now. The responsibility of the church is to support the families. The value of that the church involved in the discipline of the children of that particular family is to help the family. That is where the church is needed. In book of Galatians chapter 6, brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. But watch yourself, or you also may be tempted. That is the role of the church, to interfere, to help the family. You know, sometimes the parents are heavy burden with that sin of their child. They need a comfort. They need encouragement. And also the one who is involved in doing sin, the child, when the mother will be exposed, then he will take heed. He will not take advantage of the parents, because some of the children, they are taking advantage of the parents. But when the elders are involved and the pastor is involved in disciplining them, then they will feel themselves, they are overwhelmed by the power of God. That interference of the church, it is God ordained. The church should interfere. Children discipline is not limited to their own family. When the family is not able to cooperate and not able to cope with that situation of the child, the church should involve to help the family. The church should involve to restrain that particular child and stop him. Other families and their children will hear about it and will be also afraid. You know, from my experience with my child, when he is not responding, I will just tell him, I will tell the church about you. And all of us as a church, we will discipline you publicly. When he know that his sin will be exposed and the church will know about it and he will get a discipline, then he start to fear the Lord. That is here the importance. The importance of that, of involving the church in the discipline of the children. Once the children, they know that such system is existing and we will be disciplined publicly, they will be restrained. They will be afraid. In book of Deuteronomy chapter 13 and verse 11, it say, then all Israel will hear and be afraid, and no one among you will do such an evil thing again. When the children, they will know that, they will be spunked even publicly. And the other families and the elders of the church will involve in disciplining them and correcting them and admonishing them and giving them teaching and Bible study, they will be refrain from going more and do rebelliousness. I doubt that the children will not respond if such a system is existing now in the church. God put this system that the church should involve when the parents are not able to control the child. That's what the Bible say, carry each other burden. Galatians chapter 6 verse 2, carry each other's burden, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. We need to help one another. This is one of the ways that God give us. When the children are not obeying, then the elders of the church, we ask him, please you come, or we bring the children to them, and we expose the sin, so that the church will help us and deal with their sin. Even if it is needed, the elder should give a spunk to the child. And that's what the Bible say. In book of Deuteronomy, chapter 21, you say, he said, then all the men of his town shall stone him to death. In the New Testament, there is no stoning to death. There's the mercy of God. But we can spank the child if he is not responding to the correction or the instruction with the agreement of the parent. with their permission. Themselves, they should ask their help. Amen. That's what the Bible tells us. The parents are very important instrument of God, because God gave the authorities to discipline the children to the parents. They should communicate effectively with the church, and they should allow the church and permit the church leaders and elders to interfere and help them in disciplining their children. If that will go well, if the parents allow, then surely God will control the children. Once this system is exist in the life of the church today, I believe that you will have a truly God-fearing children who fear the Lord. Because children, they have foolishness, and devil know that. Devil also know the word of God. When the church is disobedient and does not obey the instruction of the Lord in His word fully, then the devil will still find a foothold in the life of our children and work on to destroy them. In the life of the adults, when the Bible speaks in Matthew 18, if your brother sinned, go and show him his sin between you and between both of you only. If you respond, you are winning your brother over. If you not respond, take one or two. If you respond, praise the Lord. If you not respond, tell it to the church. In the same way, if the children are not responding to the discipline of the parents, the church should be informed and ask for help, and the church should get involved. Visiting the family, giving teaching to the children, praying and fasting, finding the footholds of devil, checking their TV, bad friends, bad companions, games, certain toys that will disturb the peace of the children and bring foolishness and foothold of devil in their life. The church should check the atmosphere of the house. If there is a precipitating factors, or if there are things that is tempting the children to do wrong, should study that through prayer and fasting and the reading of the Holy Spirit. And when sin defined and rebelliousness defined with the children, and after we eliminate all the factors, the elders or church leaders or other families, parents, can be used to spank the child so that he will be restrained. If we do this, I believe that we will have obedient children. I had experienced that in the life of my family. When I already explained to my son the scripture, and I told him, if you're not going to respond, then what is ahead of us that we're going to inform the church? We're going to inform the staff of the homeschooling and the other parents and the other elder student about what you are doing. We need to inform the church. He was restrained. There's authority God given to the church. We have to use it. There's authority God given to the parents. The parents should use it. Together, united, we will raise up our children who fear the Lord and walk in His ways. If the children will not respond to that, then we need to treat them as pagan, as non-believers. We start to give them the word of God as if we are dealing with non-believers. we start to re-evangelize to them, give them the word of God, explaining to them the truth. But for certain sins in the life of the children, 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 11, you know, in the church certain time you have to expel certain people, you have to exclude them from the church. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 11 you say, "But now I am writing you that you must not associate with anyone who calls himself a brother, but is sexually immoral, or greedy, an idolater, or a slanderer, a drunkard, or a swindler, with such a man do not even eat." Now, after all that, if we found out that one of the children is doing these things, immoralities, or involving cheating, stealing, and after we face him, or drinking, going to discos, going with the boys or with the girls, and he's not responding, after we do our part, and after the church is involved, the church do full part of his job, and the person is not responding, the Bible say, "With such a man do not even eat." Such child should know very well that the family will not be going to support him anymore. And that is very important decision. Like expelling a member of a church who is disobedient, or he is a troublemaker. That should be done, because many of the children, they continue to do wrong because they know that their parents love them more than God, and their parents are not willing to give them up to the Lord in discipline. That's why they continue to drink. They continue to do immoralities. They go with the girls, they go with the boys, the girls. They continue to do wickedness because they know that at the end of the day, their father or their mother will allow them to come inside the house and share them food and give them money and support. That is wrong. When our children, they know very well, and that is the whole church stand for it. If you're going to do these things, you don't expect any support from us as parents, from us as a family, from us as a church. When they know that very well, then they will be careful and will not do such evil things. Parents should love God more than their children. What is going on now? Why we found many children who have been raised up from a born again Christian family doing wrong? Because they are taking the advantage of the grace of God, and they are taking advantage of the emotion of their parents, that they are sure my dad loved me and my mom loved me, and they will not forsake me, even if I am doing wrong. That is here where the devil is working. That is the foothold, that is the sin of the parents. When the parents are not willing to discipline the child, if the parents are not willing to tell the child and stand firm that if you're going to do these things, don't expect anything from us as parents, as a family, then that will be a temptation for him to do wrong. The parents should not compromise with the children. The parents should not favor their children over God. God's word is above everyone, the parent as a royal priesthood, they should stand firm for the Lord. If the children are not responding, then to expel the son or the daughter who are doing drunkenness, immoralities, and let him move and depend on himself, and he would not be restored back to the family unless he show clear repentance. In that case, as the Lord waited for his lost son to come back, the parents should wait and the church should wait for the lost son to come back again. Now, you should not be ashamed if you have done your part and your children are doing wrong. It is not your fault. But when you compromise with them, that is your sin then. The parents, as a royal priesthood, are required to discipline their children and to love God more than the children that He gave them, and to allow the church to interfere with the discipline. And when everything is done and the children or the child or that particular kid is not responding and he's already doing something beyond immoralities and drunkenness and rebelliousness and cheating and stealing, the parent should inform him and take a decision that you have no part in this family and will not accept you as long you are in that situation. I believe if the parent would stand such a stand, the children, our children, will not go beyond the limit. And we as a church, the parents who are wayward and compromise and agree with their children and pamper them even when they were doing sin and provide for them and support them, we don't recognize these parents as royal priesthood. And their families are not a local congregation of the church. We need to deal with sin. When the church fail to discipline, devil get hold of it. You know, in the book of in the book of 2 Corinthians and chapter 10 and verse 5 and 6, he say, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete. Now, which time we have the upper hand and the authority, and we can punish and deal with every pretension or argument that is against or set itself above the word of God, when your obedience is complete. When every parent are not willing to compromise but stand firm with the Lord, and the church the same, stand firm with the Lord, then we can deal with sin. Parents should take their full responsibility in doing that for the Lord, because families are the images of God. The non-believer will see the life of our children and families, and they will know the truth through our life and through the true image that we should show and share to the public around us. The message, it might bring some may bring some heaviness on your heart or life, but that is the truth. We should not compromise. So that our children will raise them in the fear of the Lord, and we will not be going to lose any one of them. That will bring the fear of the Lord in their life, and they will know that is the system that we follow. We make it clear to them, and as a church we tell that is the thing that we follow. Then they would know that they have to obey. There is no other way in front of them. The Bible say, train the child in the way he should go. So when he is old, he will not move away from it. Train the child in the way he should go, not that in the way he like to go. He should go. Our children are obliged to go in the way of the truth. And that is our responsibilities as a parents and as a church, to make these things clear unto them. Let's pray. Lord, I thank and I praise you for your word to us. Lord, give courage and strength. Take the fear of men and shamefulness from the life of each and every parents, that no one of them shall compromise or shall feel ashamed from culture or tradition or relative or friends or neighbors, but everyone, Lord, will fear you. And I pray, Lord, as a church, help us to apply that faithfully, such kind of discipline and system, and let everyone agree, Lord, so that your word will be fulfilled. Whatever we bound on earth will be bound in heaven. That we bound holiness, it will be bound in heaven, Lord, and we reject and we refuse sin and the deception of devil. We rebuke it all in the name of Jesus. Lord, we do pray that as we apply your word in our life, we will reap the harvest of righteousness. Lord, whatever the purpose of sending this message, we pray it shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus, and will bring you the harvest that you desire. Oh Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.